News of the Church, 181st Semi-Annual General Conference. More than 100,000 people attended the five sessions of the 181st Semi-Annual General Conference of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints in the Conference Center in Salt Lake City, Utah, USA, on October 1st and 2nd. Millions more watched or listened via TV, radio, satellite, and internet broadcasts. During the first session on Saturday, October 1st, President Thomas S. Monson announced the locations of six new temples: Barranquilla, Colombia; Durban, South Africa; Kinshasa, Democratic Republic of the Congo; Paris, France; Provo, Utah, USA; and Star Valley, Wyoming, USA. Following this announcement, President Monson invited members to contribute to the Church's General Temple Patron Assistance Fund. This fund provides a one-time visit to the temple for those who otherwise would not be able to go to the temple, he said. On Saturday afternoon, Elder David A. Bednar of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles announced a new section of youth.lds.org, Family Search Youth and Family History, lds.org/Family History Youth. This new section aims to help youth discover family history and serve their ancestors by seeking out their records. Also during this session, Elder Claudio R. M. Costa was released from the Presidency of the 70. Sustained to the Presidency of the 70 was Elder Tad R. Callister. 12 70s and Area 70s were released or granted emeritus status. During this talk on Sunday morning, President Henry B. Eyring, First Counselor in the First Presidency, reminded individuals of the call made during April General Conference earlier this year for all members to participate in a day of service during 2011. See Opportunities to Do Good, Liahona and Ensign, May 2010, page 22. Members around the world listened to the conference in 93 languages. For information about when text, audio, and video versions of conference will be available in different languages, visit lds.org/general-conference/when-conference-materials-will-be-available.